KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night in girls soccer, it was Harlan topping Atlantic 2-1 in girls action. That match in double overtime. Allie Hosfeldt scored in the first period off a penalty shot to put the Trojans up 1-0. Harlan, though, would score late in the second half off a corner kick to tie it. And then they scored again late in the second overtime to go up 2-1 and eventually win by that score. Maren McNeese had 40 saves in the net for Atlantic in last night's match. Also in girls soccer last night, it was Tri-Center topping Denison by a final of 6-3. Also yesterday, boys team tennis preliminary sub-state matches were held. These are team events, the winners moving on. In Class 1A action yesterday here in Atlantic, it was Glenwood beating Atlantic by a 5-2 final, the Trojan season as a team coming to a close. Also in other matches around the state yesterday at Creston topping Ballard 5-4 to advance. Applington-Parkersburg beat Clear Lake 5-0. Northern University High over Decorah 5-2. Keokuk beat Fairfield 5-2. Sheraton over Grinnell 5-3. Lamar's topping Spencer 5-4. Cedar Rapids Xavier over Wallert Catholic 5-4 in Class 1A boys action yesterday. The winners all moving on. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says there have been no discussions in the Big 12 Conference about the possibility of adding Florida State. Speculation began last week that the Seminoles may be considering a move after officials expressed disappointment in the new television package that was negotiated by the Atlantic Coast Conference.
It's fun to watch all the national debate when that discussion hasn't even taken place in the Big 12. So, makes you wonder how news cycles work.
Pollard admits it's much better to be perceived as a buyer rather than a seller. The past 2 years has seen four schools leave the conference, and on at least two occasions, the future of the Big 12 was even in doubt.
It's good to be on an island that people want to be on versus an island that people don't want to be on. Times have changed so quickly, but we're in a good spot right now, really good spot.
Pollard says his preference right now is just to remain at 10 members.
Well, philosophically, the athletic directors in the Big 12 prefer 10. They're, our heads are not buried in the sand. If an opportunity exists that we feel is beneficial for our league, we would consider it. But right now, I think until the BCS gets settled, we feel we're in the driver's seat because our champion doesn't have to play an extra game, and we like the fact that in 10, everybody gets to play everybody.
With a new commissioner in place and the addition of West Virginia and TCU, Pollard feels that the conference is on stable ground.
We've come a long ways in the last 2 years on that front. We share revenue equally. We have a new television deal on the horizon for 13 years, a grant of rights. Things couldn't look better for the Big 12 right now.
Pollard and several Iowa State coaches are in the midst of the Cyclone tailgate tour across the state, and he says there's a positive feeling throughout the fan base about the future of the Big 12 and the Iowa State athletic program.
I call this the year of the fan for us because we're able to have big wins at home, beating Oklahoma State in football, beating Iowa at home in football, beating Kansas at home in basketball. And so it's been fun to go out and reacquaint with those fans that had some really good times in Ames, Iowa this past year.
And speaking of which, the 6th annual Iowa State University Athletics Department tailgate tour will be coming to the Atlantic Golf and Country Club next week on Tuesday, May 22nd from noon until 1 p.m. Food will be available for purchase. At the Atlantic event will feature Athletic Director Jamie Pollard, Head Football Coach Paul Rhodes, Head Men's Basketball Coach Fred Hoiberg, Head Women's Basketball Coach Bill Fennelly, Head Wrestling Coach Kevin Jackson, Head Volleyball Coach Christy Johnson-Lynch, along with John Walters of the Cyclones.tv network. The event will provide a chance for Iowa State fans of all ages to interact with coaches, student athletes, and staff. Anyone with questions about that event can contact Ray Underwood at 243-5283. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Baltimore and Tampa Bay continue to share first place in the American League East after the Orioles and the Rays won on Tuesday. Wei-Yi Chen allowed just 4 hits over 7 innings as the Birds down the New York Yankees 5-2. Chen improved to 4-0 and blanked the Yanks until Curtis Granderson's 2-run homer in the 7th inning. In Toronto, David Price won for the 5th time in 6 starts, allowing 6 hits in 7 innings of the Rays' 4-3 comeback win over the Blue Jays. Also in the American League, 2 throwing errors by pitcher Colby Lewis allowed Kansas City to score 5 unearned runs in the first 2 innings of a 7-4 win at Texas. Mike Moustakas hit a solo homer, and Billy Butler and Brian Pena drove in two runs each as the Royals swept that short two-game series. Josh Beckett finally drew Boston fans onto his side with a strong performance in a 5-0 triumph against Seattle. Beckett struck out a season-high 9 and scattered 4 hits over 7 innings. Derek Lowe claimed his first shutout in almost 7 years by yielding just 6 hits in Cleveland's 5-0 win at Minnesota. Miguel Cabrera, Ryan Rayburn, and Austin Jackson all homered while Detroit was exploding for 8 runs in the 6th inning to turn a 6-0 deficit into a 10-8 win over the Chicago White Sox. Albert Pujols had 2 RBIs with a pair of infield singles as the Los Angeles Angels downed Oakland 4-0. In the National League, Hunter Pence certainly knows how to atone for a fielding miscue as Pence launched a walk-off homer in the bottom of the 10th inning to give Philadelphia a 4-3 win over Houston, his former team. Pence's second homer of the game and 9th of the season came an inning after he misplayed a liner to right to allow the tying run to score. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona ended the Los Angeles Dodgers' 5-game win streak as Wade Miley allowed just a run while pitching into the 7th inning in the Diamondbacks' 5-1 win at Los Angeles. Colorado coughed up a 4-1 lead in the 8th inning before Marco Scudero ripped a solo homer to lead off the 9th, giving the Rockies a 5-4 win at San Francisco. Anthony Bass outpitched Steven Strasburg by allowing a run and 5 hits over 8 innings of San Diego's 6-1 victory at Washington. Brian McCann hit a solo homer, and Tim Hudson gave up 2 runs over 7 innings in Atlanta's 6-2 victory over Cincinnati. Travis Ishikawa went 3-for-4 with a pair of homers and 5 knocked in as Milwaukee ripped the New York Mets 8-0. Josh Johnson earned his first victory in 13 months by giving up 2 runs in 7 innings of Miami's 6-2 win against Pittsburgh. And St. Louis beat Chicago 7-6 on Yadier Molina's RBI single in the 9th inning, allowing the Cardinals to avoid an 0-5 homestand. Matt Carpenter and Matt Holliday both homered, and Alan Craig delivered 3 hits and a couple of RBIs in that contest. Of the New York Yankees have lost another reliever. David Robertson has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a strained muscle in his left rib cage. The right-hander was working as a fill-in closer for Mariano Rivera, who is likely sidelined for the season after tearing a knee ligament on May 3rd. Robertson finished 5 games this season and was 0-1 with a 2.51 ERA and 1 save. Also in baseball news, Major League Baseball will announce today that the New York Mets will host the 2013 All-Star Game. The Mets haven't hosted the Midsummer Classic since 1964 at Shea Stadium. That's the longest stretch between All-Star Games among Major League teams. Suspended slugger Manny Ramirez is scheduled to begin a 10-game minor league stint with AAA Sacramento on Saturday in Albuquerque. Barring rainouts, he is eligible to be activated by the Oakland Athletics from his 50-game suspension for a second positive drug test on May the 30th, which is his 40th birthday. The Los Angeles Angels have fired hitting coach Mickey Hatcher and replaced him with AAA Salt Lake coach Jim Eppard. The Angels have been shut out a club record 8 times already this season, and they rank 22nd in the league with 134 runs scored. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, Fresno beat Omaha 6-4, while Sacramento downed the Iowa Cubs 9-4. Everybody has today off. No Pacific Coast League games scheduled for today. On Thursday, Iowa comes home to host Salt Lake, while Omaha will be at home to face off against Tacoma. Well, the Miami Heat found out what it's like to play a postseason game without Chris Bosh, and the results were not good. The Indiana Pacers have snatched home court advantage in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals by taking Game 2 78-75 over the Heat. David West scored 16 points and had 10 rebounds for the Pacers, who led by as many as 11 and held Miami to 3-for-17 shooting in the third quarter before they hung on down the stretch. George Hill added 15 points as the Pacers managed to win despite limited offensive contributions from Danny Granger, Roy Hibbert, and Paul George. Granger fouled out late in the fourth quarter after providing 11 points and 6 rebounds. Hibbert finished with 8 points and 11 rebounds, while George provided 10 points and 11 boards. The Heat had 3 chances to go ahead or not the score in the final minute before 2 of their top players faltered. LeBron James missed a couple of free throws with 54 seconds left, and Miami down by a point. Dwayne Wade blew a potential game-tying layup with 16 seconds to play. Mario Chalmers clanked a 3-point try in the game's final play and finished 2-for-10 from the floor. Game 3 is set for Thursday in Indianapolis. The San Antonio Spurs had little trouble shaking off the rust 8 days between playoff games, beating the Los Angeles Clippers 108-92 in the opener of their Western Conference semifinal series last night. Tim Duncan recorded his 133rd career playoff double-double, scoring 26 points and grabbing 10 rebounds in the Spurs' 15th consecutive victory dating to the regular season. Manu Ginobili added 22 points for the Spurs, who were tied at 29 through one quarter before slowly pulling away. Clippers forward Blake Griffin was able to play despite a sprained knee, finishing with 15 points and 9 rebounds. The Spurs will host Game 2 on Thursday. Tom Thibodeau will remain the Chicago Bulls head coach next season, although he could spend the upcoming campaign without his best player. Bulls general manager Gar Forman says the team will exercise its contract option on Thibodeau while trying to negotiate a new deal. The Bulls have gone 112-36 in two seasons under Thibodeau, tying San Antonio for the NBA's top record this year after winning a league-high 62 games in his rookie season as the head coach. But the Bulls were first-round losers to the Philadelphia 76ers this month. Meanwhile, the Bulls say that guard Derrick Rose will be out at least 8 months and could miss the entire 2012-13 season following knee surgery. Dr. Brian Cole says there is a chance that Rose could be back sooner, but they aren't going to rush the 2011 league MVP. Rose suffered a torn ligament and cartilage damage in Game 1 of the Bulls playoff series with Philadelphia. Also, Cleveland guard Kyrie Irving has won the Rookie of the Year award after pacing the team and all first-year players with an 18.5 scoring average this season. Coach Rick Carlisle has agreed to a new contract with the Dallas Mavericks after completing a 4-year deal. Carlisle led the Mavs to their only championship last season and has a 198-114 record since joining the team. The Los Angeles Kings' impressive playoff run has reached record-tying proportions. Jeff Carter notched a hat trick, and Jonathan Quick turned back 24 shots as the Kings whipped the Phoenix Coyotes 4-0 to take a 2-0 lead in the National Hockey League's Western Conference Finals. It's the 9th consecutive postseason road win for the Kings, dating to last season. That ties the NHL record set by the New York Islanders in 1982 and 83. Quick also matched a club mark with his third career playoff shutout. Dwight King put L.A. ahead just over 13 minutes into the game before Carter notched a natural hat trick. Carter's last two goals came on power plays as the Kings took advantage of some questionable hits by Phoenix. The Coyotes showed their frustration by the latter part of the second period as Shane Doan and Martin Hansel were given game misconducts for separate boarding penalties, and goaltender Mike Smith was called for a slash after chopping at the legs of Kings forward Dustin Brown. Doan and Hansel could face suspensions for their actions, which would leave the Coyotes shorthanded for Game 3 Thursday in Los Angeles. In racing news, Kurt Busch was fined $50,000 by NASCAR for reckless driving on pit road at Darlington and a post-race altercation with Ryan Newman's crew members. Busch was also placed on probation through July 25th for his actions Saturday night, which began when a flat tire caused him to wreck with 6 laps remaining in the race. It's just the latest dust-up for Busch, who was fined $50,000 by NASCAR last November for making an obscene gesture and being verbally abusive to a TV reporter during the season finale. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles have confirmed that Pro Bowl left tackle Jason Peters re-ruptured his right Achilles that he first hurt in March. Peters was already out indefinitely and is now likely to miss the 2012 season. Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt says his team is celebrating its 50th anniversary in the city this year, and they plan to stick around for another 5 decades. Hunt joined Chiefs general manager Scott Pioli and head coach Romeo Crennel on Tuesday to announce several activities planned to mark that anniversary. Among them are charitable functions and a trip to Joplin to help that city rebuild from the deadly May 2011 tornado. The team also honored 10 Chiefs fans who have been season ticket holders since the team moved from Dallas 50 years ago. Hunt says he's excited about the upcoming season after injuries sidelined several key players last year, and that his goal remains to bring a Super Bowl championship to Kansas City. The class of 2012 for the College Football Hall of Fame includes 14 former players and several coaches. Among the players chosen are Art Monk of Syracuse, Dave Casper of Notre Dame, Jonathan Ogden of UCLA, Charles Alexander of LSU, Steve Bartkowski of California, and Tommy Kramer of Rice. Former coaches Philip Fulmer, Jimmy Johnson, and R.C. Slocum of Texas A&M also were selected. It was announced Monday that Heisman Trophy winner and BYU star Ty Detmer was picked for the Hall of Fame. And Virginia Commonwealth has announced it's leaving the Colonial Athletic Conference to go to the Atlantic 10. The switch will take place on July 1st. That move places Virginia Commonwealth in the same league as city rival Richmond. The switch is expected to give a competitive and financial boost to the VCU athletic department, particularly in men's basketball. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.